This is the Mercedes Lucky Benedict Show, coming to you live on Web Radio Network. Everyone, and welcome to the Mercedes Lucky Benedict Show. And boy, do I have a great show tonight for everybody. So if you're listening tonight, or if you're going to be listening later, this is going to be a fantastic show. And I think this man we have on tonight, boy, I've had such an interesting day with this with some issues going on with him. So it's going to be fun to talk about it. This gentleman is coming to us right now, streaming all the way from Seattle, Washington. So we say hi to anybody out there in Seattle, Washington, and anywhere that people are. And I have got the award-winning, he's an indie, so it's an independent film actor. And the films that he's had two, I believe, that have actually won a lot of awards internationally. And if anybody knows about the film, the film genre and film contest, you know, there's a bunch of awards that are way outside of the United States that are really amazing awards. So I welcome you, Bruce Hitt. How are you tonight?
Wow. Thank you. What an intro. What a great introduction. Trouble. Yeah. Some troubles there today with some weird things going on with Facebook. So, but we got through that and here I am. What a great intro. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, I'm just excited to actually get to, I didn't want to spoil it and actually talk to you first. I wanted it to just all be fresh. So it's really, really nice to actually hear your voice. Now, I did hear you singing today with one of my replies on Facebook, which was awesome. I loved that comeback.
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. You know, it's like every actor wants to be a singer and every singer wants to be an actor, that type of thing. It's just fun.
Well, that's what I think I wrote that because you have a group, which is, I didn't realize that was your group until actually today, Lightbulb. What is it called? It's called Hollywood.
Hollywood Central. Yeah.
Yeah, so Central.
Exactly. So you got Hollywood South, which is like the Hollywood proper, right? And then you got Hollywood North, which is Vancouver, because they kind of passed over Seattle. And so we're kind of in the middle, I guess.
That's why you named it that. I love that. That's like so cool. Actually, you know, and in your area, I mean, I remember thinking when I was doing a lot of work as a musician and or singer-songwriter performing, a lot of people were heading to Seattle to go. That was a boom. It was booming in Seattle. And so then, I feel like there's some crap that's happened now in Seattle that, you know, it's in the news. I'm not there. I don't live there. Just like New York or California and places like that. I don't live there, but I just hear about it. So I have a feeling that that pandemic, it was really hard on everybody, me included, everybody. So we had talked a little bit about how some of your projects had gotten kind of pushed aside, as with all actors lately. I mean, thank God they just finally finished the acting, the strike. So the writers and then the acting strike. So, you know, I think personally, you're going to start just zooming up and boom. That's what I think about you.
Wow, that's very kind. And, you know, during the strike, it was interesting because a lot of the Hollywood actors, if you will, they were actually getting into indie film and to keep themselves busy. And a lot of the artists that really enjoy acting, you know, that not only do it for a living, but it's their passion. They just couldn't, you know, could not stay away from the camera. And so there were some of them that were doing some indie films. So it was pretty neat.
Yeah, I saw that because it went on quite a long time. You know, even the pandemic, there was a lot of actors that I know couldn't, you know, get to their project, including that is the time when we were on the Dead Files. And so that was right. We were on the Dead Files. They came for the investigation just at Thanksgiving this time last year. But it was, 2019. So then it was 2020 February when, everything shut down. So I remember that I was trying to contact them for them coming back, and they couldn't. They were shut out, and they couldn't come back to help us. And it all ended up fine because we ended up, you know, a whole other approach was taken. So it was great. But so when you were doing the movie, let's talk, you know, let's just kind of skip to a little bit. Let's talk about one of your favorite roles that you've had so far?
Oh, goodness. I think portraying Jimmy Boyle in The Office Job was a lot of fun. He's a bit of an unhinged character. It's about two aging mobsters that are trying to get out of the mob because their boss, who's in jail, thinks that we squealed on him. And so he has a hit out to get the two of us, and we're in fear for our lives. So we're actually trying to get out of the mob and hide, if you will. And we think that the best place to hide would be if we could just get jobs in an office somewhere.
And that does sound funny.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. We did this back in 2018, 2019. It took about a year of filming. Ben Kearns and Martin Lewis, writers and directors of the film, did a fabulous job. It's just a crazy, I mean, when I was doing the film, remembering the lines and actually doing it, I was thinking, goodness, this film is absolutely nuts. But I've watched it several times, and as I do, I'm just kind of going, you know, there's a lot of fun here. There's some genius that was written into this that, you just didn't see when you're actually doing it, you know?
Right.
And so we have a Facebook page that's out. It's called The Office Job. And we're gaining some popularity, trying to get the because of COVID and the whole pandemic, it really put a hamper on the rollout of the film itself. It did win several marquee awards. It won the Hollywood Indie Film Award. It was also shown at the Chinese Man Theater red carpet event. Nobody could go because of COVID. So it was horrible. So myself and Martin Lewis, we put our minds together here. It was like, let's see if it's been a while now, but let's see if we can prop up our talent, our crew, really show them the appreciation for the work that they did. And so we put together a Facebook page group, and in it, we're highlighting the actors and the crew and how they had a part in the film. And when we reach a certain number of people in the group, and when the time feels right, we're just going to show the film for free there. And it'll just reside there on that Facebook page for, you know, indefinitely. I think it's actually one of these things when people watch it, they're probably going to want to watch it again because it's actually pretty, it's just a lot of fun.
You know, that's a great idea. And I love that. I love that, you know, it just, the picture, I use one of those pictures in the promo, and it just oozed good characters. You know, it just was like one of those pictures. I'm like, this is a great picture.
It was just loaded with great talent. It really was. It was just awesome.
Well, I really, really believe that. Here's the thing, like, the cream of the crop rise to the top. That was something I was told a long time ago. And it's almost like this is almost a waiting game right now. Like, we've had to wait a little bit for these several years, you know, for projects to kind of come out and be reborn in a way. There's a picture of yours I saw. It looks like the phoenix rising from the ashes. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And that is very, very much true. I've been many times I've kind of thought, maybe I should be throwing the towel in here. But Denzel Washington, he said something that I've kind of held on to. And he said, to make it as an actor in this game, if you will, and to really get somewhere, think of it like you're getting a haircut. Everybody that waits around at the barber shop, everybody gets a haircut. You just got to wait, you just got to wait for your turn. And I just thought that was the simplest explanation of something that seems very complex many times. You can overthink this industry. You can overthink a lot of it. And I've been told, hey, just if the projects aren't coming in, get into a creative mindset, doing something, writing, doing something of a creative nature, which really is very good advice because it helps feed that need to create and really at the heart of acting and playing those roles, it really is all about creation, about becoming somebody that you're not and discovering, what roles could you actually do, which ones suit you best, maybe which ones are more challenging, that type of thing.
Exactly. I firmly believe that you should be well-rounded. I mean, if that's your thing, but I think you'll do more and being creative like you're talking about. Like, we need to be able to do it all. I mean, it's so much more funner if you can do more, and that way you do keep busy on times when it's a little slow. So you became a writer then have you started writing some? Do you think that's something you might want to do? I know that you've done some voiceover work and done a lot of different things like that I was reading. So what if did do you find that you might want to do some writing and things like that too?
Yeah, I really enjoy writing. I have one screenplay that's it's pretty much done. It just needs to have some reviews, probably some cleanup on it, but it's ready to go to a certain extent. What's interesting, not only do I like to write of it, I like the idea of filming as well. So sometimes there's lessons that are expensive, and this lesson that I pretty much undertook was expensive. I bought all the equipment to do just that, to do film work. And then when I got the camera out, I mean, I'm kind of a techie geek kind of guy. I love that kind of stuff. But then I found out that, that's not really my passion. And it's like, you got all this stuff, all this cool stuff, but that's just not me. I'm more of the writer, the creator, maybe the director type guy. And all the stuff that takes care of the film, hey, you guys take care of that. You take care of the camera, get the shots. I have some shots in my mind, but maybe angle it over here. But how you do that, you guys go for it. You're the technical people. And so that's where I kind of see myself in that world. But voiceovers, you mentioned that. It's interesting. I got into film acting because of voiceover work. And well, not voiceover work, but the suggestion that I should be a voiceover. Good friend of mine was like, "Hey, you've got a good voice. The way that you talk and stuff like that. I could hear you on the radio. Maybe you should check that out." And I think it was 12 years ago, something like that. I was like, "Yeah, maybe I should check that out." And so I started looking around and did a little dabbling it out with the on the internet. Did a few things here and there, but then I got really serious about 6 years ago. And maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and reached out to find some agents that, at least this is what I thought, you'd probably want to have an agent to help you, right? I mean, after all, the agent is the gatekeeper for everything. At least that's what the way I had it in my mind. And but I did get some good advice from them. They said, "Hey, if you want to be a great voiceover, learn how to do film work." I'm like, "Really? I've never heard that before." And so I did. First was 9 weeks of boot camp, 8 weeks, 8 or 9 weeks of acting boot camp. Went through that, enjoyed it, and I kind of stalled out because I had an illness in my family, and it really pulled me away, and I got distracted, discouraged, and pretty much was ready to give up. And it was my father that was going through all this. Well, after he passed in October of 2017, It was right around the springtime of 2018. I just felt this nagging, hey, Bruce, just go, you know, because he always told me, just go do what you want to do because life is short. And I remember him giving me that advice. And I was like, you know, the acting piece that just felt like it just came. I mean, it was something I enjoyed, but it was something that I, you know, learned, but I never really got to do. I never got to be in a movie, never got to see that. So I should follow up on it. So I went back through the boot camp again. And around September of 2018 and met a great group of people. And this time it really stuck. I just really had a really great time doing it. And out of that launched right into the office job, which I had a co-lead role, and it was a comedy, which is contrary to my I guess my typecast, at least in the boot camp, or the acting training academy. My peers basically said that I was more inclined to be a antagonist or protagonist. I could play a really good guy or a really bad guy. And, you know, I guess Jimmy Boyle kind of hits both of those. He can be a really bad guy, but he's also a good guy. And so you kind of see that in the film. But comedy was not really at the top of the list for me to do. And then from there, I mean, I just jumped right from that and then played in an ultra squeaky clean cop. His name was Sarge. We really don't know his real name, but his name was Sarge in a movie called The Deliverance of Amy Stronghold, which won several awards, won the Dove Award, won the Christian Film Award in 2019, 2020, I think it was, which is a pretty big deal. And you can see that on Amazon Prime. So
Oh,
had a
good.
whole
Okay.
volley of movies that just came out. I mean, they were just stacked up ready for me to go, and then COVID came and it was like eh. Had one, it was called Jagged Nails. That was had a very small role in it, but that was pretty much canceled because of COVID. Another one called the gosh, not the Deliverance, but the Candy Bar Heist. In that one, I played a cop. Put some time, put a lot of energy into that, and it never made it. And again, due to COVID. So, you know, there's things that can happen that can just really throw a person off. Oh, another film is called Red Swan, or Black Swan. Or maybe it is Red Swan. Red Swan, excuse me. I've been up since 3:30 this morning. And that one, I play a German, and the entire dialogue was going to be in German, so I had to actually learn my lines in German, but that was canceled as well due to COVID. So hopefully some of these will come back.
Yeah. And then there was the disconnected one where that
Yes.
actually made it out, right?
Yes. Disconnected was a more recent one that was not this year, but the year before, and did that. And yeah, so I've done like one film per year since the pandemic has been over with. So, you know, one a year is good, but I got a little spoiled right out of the gate. I mean, I was doing, I think at one point I was actually doing three different films at the same time, which was kind of fun. You
Yeah.
know, running from one set to the next set. It was kind of neat.
That's so great. And you know what? But then you had the writer's strike, and then you had the acting strike to deal with. And those went on a long time. So now that those are over, you should start, you know, they should start coming back. Like I think I saw, oh yes, that's right. Someone had reached out to me about something, and they were starting to do their projects again. So I think that, you know, I just feel like it's gonna go for you. It's gonna be really good. Just have
Well,
a
I
good
really appreciate
feeling.
that. I appreciate that a lot. And this latest film that I did, this latest project, which was back in May of this year, it was called Finding Estrella. In this film, I play a father who is an alcoholic, an abusive alcoholic father and husband. And I have some very traumatic scenes, some very physical scenes that are in it. And I think that, how do I put it this way? As far as bad guys go, I think that this is you. I mean, you can't get too much. I was going to say badder, but you can't get much worse than what this guy was. And so it was really different for me to play that, and
Yeah.
to be in that role and that mindset. But it was a lot of fun. I had a blast, and so I can't wait for that to come out. And hopefully that'll be out soon.
I mean, that does sound very interesting. And I, you know, but there's somebody's got to play those roles to show the good and the bad, or the, you know, so, you know, that you can actually do that is a good thing. It'd be hard. I think I've played a couple of bad people in the past, and it was hard for me to do it. I'm more like a, you know, kind of a not. It's hard to do that, but one of the shows, one of the movies I want to talk about is The Deliverance of Amy Stronghold. That's an interesting last name. So I didn't get to read too much about that. Could you tell me a little bit about that movie?
Yeah, it's based on a true story. It's about a woman who has a daughter, and she has her own addictions, her own things that are binding her that prevent her from being really a good mother. And so you see this journey of this girl at the beginning of the movie growing up in a very bad situation, where there's, drugs being sold in the house and so on and so forth. And anyhow, the movie kind of goes on to where mom comes back around and is wanting to have a relationship with her daughter, and sets it in her mind that she's going to do differently, and that's through, the help of God and so forth. She finds herself kind of taking a step back, and I guess what they would call backsliding or whatever, and having a time in jail. And Sarge is there to, because he's known her for a very long time. This is years later. He's there at the jail and is able to befriend her while she's in jail, and she ends up turning her life around. So it's a story about hope and redirection and making things better, and really just kind of making people realize that wherever they're at, they can make a change and do something different.
What a great movie. That sounds wonderful. And
Yeah,
it won the
it was really
Christian.
good. Yeah, it
Yeah.
won the Christian Film
Sounds.
Award and got Best Supporting Actor
Wow.
for it. I actually shared that with another individual. I
Yeah.
can't pronounce his name. It's a mile long. He's played Jesus, but he did a really good job as well.
Oh, wow. I'm going to look that one up. I'm going to look all of them up and try to watch them. Tell me about your agent. So I met you through Kedrosha. And KO, as they call her. So I started seeing your, I believe she'd said, I'm not quite how it all ended up, but so I think, you know, we connected from that. And
Yes.
so she is like into everything. She's like so knows so many people. And I know that there is a, I think that somebody that she is connected with might be your agent. Is
Yeah,
that right? Like so.
well, Thanos, Papalos from Greece. He is the talent agent for Enorama Talent Agency, which
Yeah,
is
around.
Europe's largest talent agency there. And so
Oh.
he represents me internationally. I'm not a I guess captive client, meaning that I can have more than one agent. So having an agent here in the States could be useful. But he does represent me internationally, and
Great.
he's got quite a client list there as well. So, but yeah, Cardosha, I met her through just Facebook, and I think basically it was just through Messenger somehow. I'm not even for sure exactly how we met, but just through Facebook, yeah, probably just over the years or time seeing posts and so on and so forth. But she did a little blurb on me, on my biography, and put it on her page, her Hollywood Entertainment page. Bruce
Oh, that's
hits
awesome.
Hollywood. Yeah. So it was pretty
I think
cool.
I saw that. I think I saw that one. That was last this year. This
Yes.
was
Yeah. It was back in
yeah,
June.
that's how I saw that.
Yep.
That's
So
how I found you.
I was very grateful for her for doing that. It's got my biography in there, and I would really have to probably say that some of the acting bug, if you will, came from just putting on these little shows for my grandma and grandpa when I was a kid. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's it starts somewhere. And because it's like you actually really started like just 10 years ago then, right? Like training and or was it a little bit longer?
Yeah, just, I mean, to actually do it, I just started. I would have to say 2018 was, I mean, I had done it in 2016, but then I had a hiatus
Right.
because of my father and stuff. But to really get very serious about it and really have my mind that, I'm going to get into a movie, I'm going to do this, that was in 2018. So not too long, really.
You've done very well then, really. It
Yeah,
hasn't
thank
been
you.
that
Yeah.
long.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I think that's very inspiring. So you
Well,
must have
thank
had
you.
a whole career ahead of that. Before that, you have were doing something else.
Well, I'm still doing something else. This is still a part-time thing for me. I'm not making gazillions amounts of dollars doing this. It's something that I love to do. It's a passion. And quite honestly, if I ever had the gazillions amounts of dollars, I'd probably have my own studio and would set up my own thing. And be just doing films and writing films and just probably just be living in that world, it's just a lot of fun. But yeah, I mean, I've had as far as work goes, I mean, it's a long list of professional type work that I've done. If you wanted to talk about that, we can. But the acting piece I just started not very long ago, and it just goes to show, people can start something new anytime that they want. You just set your mind
Exactly.
to it.
Just set your mind to it. If that's what you, I believe people should do what they, I mean, like it doesn't matter. But like if you just start thinking and praying about it or asking for the guidance, it's like it just comes to you. They'll find a way. It'll find a way to you. And it's your law of attraction in many ways, but I like to go a little bit beyond that. I'm happy to talk about anything, but I was going to say one thing that you've got all this equipment, so now you just need to manifest somebody that can use the do that. You have the equipment, so that's great. You
Yeah.
just need to manifest somebody that's that other person
That's
that can do
exactly
this.
it. That's right. Yeah, somebody
Exactly.
that's going to be interested in doing it and is going to be on board to making some great work. It is a labor of love. It does take a lot of time. I don't know if people really realize how much time it can take to make a movie, let alone even acting in one. There's a lot of energy and a lot of work that goes into all of that. So the challenge for me is of course, much like everyone else's, is working full time and then trying to fit in this time to do something that I love doing. With the idea that, someday maybe I could do this as a full-time thing, but there's not too many indie film actors that are doing this full-time. I mean, after all, that's why it's called independent film. And
Exactly.
yeah.
But it's okay. It's all right. As long as you're doing what you love and you're on your path, it's to me, it's like I've almost died a couple of times, maybe three. So I realize like every day is a blessing. If we have one more day, just to be alive. So it's
Oh,
like
yeah.
when you go through that, it's kind of like I don't really think about the worry. I used to worry though when I was an actress, like really, oh my God, I was like a mess. I was always in my head, am I good enough? Am I good enough? Am I pretty enough? Am I thin enough? And blah blah blah. And then the agents and what they feel, and it was really difficult. I'm much more grounded now. Like I'm like agent, okay, whatever. I'm not like nervous about them anymore because I'm just like you. So, it's pretty interesting what kind of head trips you can get
Yeah,
with
there
it.
is a balancing act for sure.
Yeah.
You do need to have somewhat of a thick skin and be able to take some criticism because not everybody's going to like your work. Not everybody's going to like, the way I act or think that it's worthy of an award or whatever their perception might be. And you got to have some thick skin for that. And the thing I can all I can say is there's a certain maybe a certain truth to every piece of criticism, whether it's somewhat biased or not. There could always be something learned from it. Maybe an element of a challenge to be better or to do something a little bit differently. And so I always try to keep that in my mind too, that hey, sometimes there people will hate just because maybe they don't want to see you achieve. Or they're not, that's not where you're supposed to be in their mind. And it makes them feel uncomfortable. I don't know. But at the same time, you have to kind of let things go somewhat, but maybe also listen to what's being said and just try to make it better. And you can't please everybody, though. That's the whole idea. You can't please everybody. Just know that what you're doing, you're having a good time. And that's just, I watch The Office Job, and there's parts of it I just cringe when I see some of the my scripts that I did, and I'm just going, oh no, I butchered that, or I could have done something entirely different. Yeah, it's horrible. And so there's parts of it I can hardly watch. I'm just like, oh my gosh, let's fast forward through this. But the family will sit there and watch it and eat their popcorn and having a good time and laughing and stuff. But I'm just like, oh, I'm dying. I think wearing the hot dog suit, that was the best part. I mean, yeah. So you haven't seen the film yet. It's crazy.
No. I mean, it really does. It sounds like a great little movie there. And I hope that one like goes and breaks out
Yeah.
and
So
becomes like a TV series or something.
well, it would be kind of cool if we could make it like a. I mean, it just has a real cultish feel to it. It just, I mean, I could kind of see where people would come up with a bunch of trivia questions like, well, what did Jimmy Boyle say when this happened? And then, I mean, I don't know. It just kind of has that really crazy vibe to it. And there was some talk about doing another one and doing a Office Job Part 2. I didn't say that, but
Oh,
that's what I've heard.
well, that would be really good. I like that idea for you.
Yeah.
Let's just say, yeah, let's just put that out there in the
Yeah, I was just
universe
gonna
and let that
you're gonna put
be.
that out there and put part of the idea is that maybe Jimmy and Fish, he's my partner, maybe the office just didn't work out so well, and us being crooks, of course, we just can't help ourselves but start doing bad business or mob type business in the office until we get found out and then we have to leave. So there sets up a nice little storyline. So
Yeah, you just keep
yeah.
going to different jobs. You
Yeah.
keep
Well,
playing different, trying to do that. That'd be funny.
we kind of had the idea that maybe we'd go back to the city that we came from. And so we wouldn't have a whole lot of money. We'd have to go across the country in a car that's breaking down with no cash or anything else, which could be just a really great setup for some great arguments, some great fights, and just a lot of fun stuff. Yeah.
That sounds good. That does sound funny. So, what do you see for yourself? Like, if you could, create your future, I know
Oh
that would
boy.
probably be part of it.
Yeah.
What would you like to do? Like, is there somebody you'd like to work with? That's always a standard question. I think it's a good question though. Who would you like to work with? Things like that. What do you think?
Yeah, man. I mean, there's just so much great talent out there, but if I could have a pick, I'd like to work with Robert Downey Jr.
Oh,
Let's see.
yeah.
I just think he's great. Let's see. We could, I mean, some really great actors. I mean, I love Jack Nicholson. He's not acting anymore, but I really love the way that he could just bring out a character. The Shining, probably that scene in The Shining where he's sitting at the bar. and he's having this conversation with the bartender there, and he's really getting into the conversation, and then the camera backs away and you realize that there's nobody there. He's been talking to himself. So I just thought that whole scene and everything was really cool.
Oh, I remember that.
If I could have worked with him, then that would be cool. Or just know him, you know, learn from him. But yeah, there's, when it comes to some creepy stuff, that type of stuff, I feel like maybe I kind of channel a little bit of Jack Nicholson there a little bit of just his edgy attitude type thing. Get a little crazy, if you will. Makes it kind of fun, you know. That's a very good question, but there's quite a few actors that I would love to work with. Jeffrey Dean Morgan would be a great one. I know he lives here in the Pacific Northwest somewhere. Hmm. He's raising the 12th Man flag, maybe last year, a couple years ago. He played Negan on The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love him as an actor. I think for playing a bad guy, man, just he really nailed it big time.
Was that the last bad guy?
Yeah, he's got the leather jacket with the baseball bat, Lucille.
Oh, he's mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he did play it good.
I just really like the way he does it because he's smiling the entire time as he's doing it. Yeah. It's just like, you know. Yeah, that character was incredible. But yeah, I mean, I like to play. I think I kind of like playing bad guys. It is fun. playing a good guy's fun too, though. I mean, I was a cop for a number of years, so being able to play a cop kind of comes natural. When I did the movie The Candy Bar Heist, I was actually in a patrol car in a uniform, and I had to kind of shake my head and go, "Wow, this is just too real," you know.
Wow. So you're a police officer.
Yeah, for about 6 years. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very cool. I like police officers.
Yeah, they deal with a lot of crap, that's for sure.
Yeah, they do.
Even more so now.
Well, don't even want to get into that. But yeah, so, I mean, I commend anybody. I actually wanted to be a police officer a long time ago. That or an actress or a veterinarian when I was a kid. So it's kind of weird. Yeah. Or a singer. So I actually kind of did all of them in a way, you know, except the police officer. But I can play one. It's kind of a hard role to play a police officer because, yeah, I did once and I felt very I played that for some kind of role. And I remember I felt awkward at that time when I was playing this role. Like I had to be really tough. So I don't think I did the best job because I didn't know. I didn't know what that felt like, you know. But you obviously do because you're actually a police officer. So, wow, maybe you were.
Well, it wasn't always like that. I got to tell you, when you first put the uniform on and you're standing in the mirror at the uniform place when you're the academy, you're kind of going, what are you doing? You know, because, I mean, you have no idea what it is to be a cop until you are one and until you actually go out and do it. And so in many ways, it's kind of like that of being an actor. I mean, the idea of being an actor is cool. I mean, I think a lot of people love the idea of being an actor, but maybe actually doing it and actually getting there isn't as hard as maybe a lot of people think it is, or as hard as maybe I've even thought it would be. It just really comes down to passion and just follow through and making things happen. I mean, I didn't have an agent that, you know, got me all these film jobs or these gigs. I mean, I did this on my own. I did this on my, you know, going out and finding the stuff to do. Now I've got some great friends that, you know, that I've gotten to know. They're like, "Hey, Bruce, we've got this project. Would you like to do it?" Yeah, sure. You know, I love those because those are easy auditions and I like helping friends. So that works out great. But playing a cop is kind of boring for me in a way because I've actually done it. So when you're kind of playing the cop, it's like, I mean, I've actually done this. I mean, have me do something different. Like, have me be a really bad cop, like where I'm killing somebody when I'm not supposed to. That would be different, right? Or, you know, playing a new role, playing something different is what really kind of, that's what excites me. And so playing the bad father, bad husband, alcoholic, just over the top, you know, smacking mom and smacking the son around. That was different for me. So, but it was a lot of fun because it was just exploring a whole side of evil that was like, wow, I just really felt like taking a shower after I got done doing that scene. Yeah.
I was just thinking about that. Like, how does it feel like when you go into character, like, and you're standing there, and then, you know, you're offset waiting with the regular people, but then yet you've got to be go right into your scene. So you've got to actually go from yourself to your character. So how do you feel like that transition goes for you? Do you have to be that character like while you're walking around, or can you easily just transition before you go in front of the camera?
No, for me, I think it's better for me to remain in character. So I warned everybody before I showed up on set that day to do the Finding Estrella. I was like, if I seem a bit off and I'm not cheerful and I'm not being polite, and I'm not smiling, there's nothing wrong with me. It's just blame it on the character you're casting me to be, okay? Because I am that person, and that person doesn't have time to talk or have idle chat with you, because he's a real jerk. Okay. And so, that's really how I started my day off with, put the wife beater shirt on, wore that all the way to the set. Just went off and into my own little world, walked around, mumbled to myself and just acted all pissed off. And of course, when they said, hey, camera, action camera, that type of thing, I was just ready to go.
Yeah, very good. That's a very good character actor. So like you're like right in the moment the whole
Oh
time.
yeah. Oh yeah. And I was like that even at for a day or two before I got there, my brain was in it. So, I think because Earl Grey was the director writer of this, along with Dave Schechter, he was a co-writer, I believe, for this one. Both of those guys are great talents, great friends, great. Earl's a great director, coach, and he coached me. He was like, for this scene, for this role, Bruce, you have to really bring it. And be a real, I mean, you're gonna have to be a real bad guy on this. Because if you're not, the whole entire film will flop. That's how important it is, because my son is growing up and he's just all messed up in the head. Well, he's messed up in the head because you're gonna see in the film, he has flashbacks of dear old dad being me, who's a total animal and a total jerk. And an abuser, to where now you can empathize with the main character played by Dave Schechter and say, geez, maybe he's not that bad after all. His dad was a total jerk. And so I was told that, I nailed it, that it was perfect. We haven't seen the film yet, but I did see some of the scenes right after we filmed them, and I was pretty excited. I was like, wow, man, that looks like I knocked her head off, when I slapped her. So,
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but that's good though that you like got it. You know, you just
Yeah.
did the role and made it. You know, so like, do you ever like to watch? I used to watch these all the time, the Actors Studio, and that guy would talk to all the amazing actors from the Actors Studio. Have you ever seen those? It's
No,
so
I
look
haven't.
that. Oh, look that up. It's so cool. It's like you put in, I can't remember his name, but he's a very elegant man and he talks to the people, like really amazing people. And it's about the Actors Studio. So I know I used to watch those all the time and I love that because
Nice.
it's like really good, just like what you're talking about, like how
Oh
they fit
yeah.
into the character.
Oh yeah. And Angela, gosh, forgive me. I'm having a hard time remembering her last name. Oh, I will make sure that I remember this.
The girl
It
that
starts
played
with
your
an M.
wife.
Yes, fabulous, fabulous actress. And when I went to hit her, she just really, I mean, she brought it. It looked like I took her head off. I mean, yeah, so the timing was perfect. I never touched her, but when you see the camera, you'd swear that, yeah, I mean, it looked like a real hit.
And
So.
that's a whole thing altogether too. Like, so I did a 2 year school plus. I did all this theater, like for 2 years, training theater and stuff like that, and doing theater. But what, learning how to take a hit or do these moves, that's choreographed. And not sometimes people actually do get hit. So, I mean, did you do some training on that, or was that part of your boot camp, or did you train with the other actors possibly to go over that, those moves?
Well, it the we did rehearse the move. So it wasn't anything that was too crazy over the top as far as doing. We just had to just go through it several times and practiced it, and then we got it down. Jennifer is her name, Jennifer Angelucci Medina. Very sweet lady. Incredible actress. She would look at me with tears in her eyes when I told her that the dinner was horrible and blah blah blah, screaming at her. And it just really made me feel like a piece of shit when I'm yelling at her. She did really, really good. So I can't wait for this one to come out. It should be a lot of fun.
I think this is good though, Bruce, because there's a lot of people that are living that life. In fact, I spent 5 years with an abuser, like straight out of high school, and didn't tell anyone. But that was happening to me. If I made something wrong, I mean, so if I, when I think about my life, like all the lives, but just for people that have actually experienced abuse and things like that, these kind of movies are really good, because hopefully the bad guy, or the things come to be the lesson and lessons are learned. But I believe that everybody can win, or it's a it helps, when you've experienced it to watch others and how they handle it. So I applaud you for being a good guy trying to be the bad character and pulling it off so well.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And so, it's all about it's the contrast that makes it so interesting. So when you see the deliverance of Amy Stronghold and Sarge, it being one of the first films that I did, and as far as like maybe delivery and stuff like that, as far as my lines go. Yes, there's work that could be done. There's things that I could have done to make it probably a little more polished. But we have to remember this is all indie film stuff. This isn't like Hollywood, big budget, getting paid big money type thing. This is th these are actors that have full-time jobs that are then coming together and putting something together on the weekend in their free time. And doing it in that way. So, a lot of actors, and especially many indie actors, they really cherish the whole indie film industry. And in many ways, I think it's, quite frankly, I think it's sacred ground. This is
I love.
where a lot of the creation comes from. This is where, if there's going to be a shooting star, if there's going to be somebody or people, actors, actresses that are going to start from somewhere and go anywhere. It's going to be probably down here at the, you know, at down here on the ground here on Earth, doing indie
Yeah.
films, doing something,
Exactly.
in that world. And it's been great to rub shoulders with some great actors here, actresses and actresses here in the Pacific Northwest. And we've got, Lisa Dowling, Jessica Knoll Thompson, and Sonea Lotus, Jackson Everett, Raymond Power, another great actor, Dave Schechter, Aaron Switzer, Michelle Stahl, and Greg Tully, and Earl Grey. We talked a little bit about him, and Jennifer, of course, Angelucci Medina, and Catherine Moran Pope, Joy Curtis, James Pinto, Angela Farrow. And on and on and on. Then those folks are just, I mean, they're those names there are in this film, Finding Estrella. And so,
That's awesome.
yeah, we've got a pretty good community of great actors here and actresses.
Well, the fact that you won the this these things that you've been doing have actually won awards. I mean, that just shows you that it's actually a very good production. You got people that have connections to get you in there, to get in the door.
Yep.
I love Sundance Film Festival and all of that kind of stuff. I love all of that concept of, because we have to start sometimes, like you just have to start and, and get in there. And sometimes those big Hollywood things, they won't let you make films that you want to make,
That's right. And if there's actors or actresses out there, maybe you're listening right now and you're like, gosh, I think I'd like to be able to do what Bruce was doing, that type of thing. Just do it. Okay. You can make a decision to do it. You can learn a lot off of YouTube, believe it or not. You can reach out to me. I mean, I'm helpful. There's folks that are very helpful. I've got a lot of actors that I've actually talked to that are wanting to be actors that I've talked to help.
Oh, that's great, Bruce.
Yeah, and the thing is it's about replicating ourselves and helping somebody else with their dream. That's what I value the most.
Yeah.
And when you do get on set, here's something that I just really truly believe is to be helpful. Be as helpful as you can when you're on set. If you need to be out of the way, get out of the way. Okay, because there's a lot of stuff going on, but if there's something you can go do, go pull out of the truck, help them do. It's very helpful. Your crew, your directors, your producers, they will all thank you for that. And it just shows that you're a team player. And then, of course, no drama. Stay out of drama. Stay out of any kind of drama with anything going on set. Remember, these people are your family, and always treat them that way, and they in turn will treat you the same.
That's actually wonderful. I love that you're sharing this. And I learned that with I was on a Walker Texas Ranger, so that was one of my first big things right out of getting out of my agent, right? And so she wanted one of the I looked like that lady that sh her name was Cherie. So they cast the casters. I wanted to be in it, but they. What was so great was they put me as the double and the stand-in and the person that. So I did that for a long time and got to actually work behind the scenes and watch and see how it became a family, I think I did it like 6 months or longer. I think something was it seemed like forever. 'Cause this like felt like 24-hour days. So it's not easy to be an actor. And there's a lot of food around the food trucks. I remember that. But yeah, so I think what you're saying is brilliant. You should just, you should be able to be accessible to be all things and try to be helpful because they'll need somebody. They'll see that. Some people are so snooty, or they act really pretentious. And I think that those people, it's like it's better just to be more helpful and outgoing like
Yes.
that. I agree
Yes,
with you.
and I even have some fans. Believe, it's just well, it's funny I even say that fans, but they are. I mean, they really are, and some of them are some younger folks, and they're just like, oh man, you're just so great. I saw this, and they're super excited about that. And there's part of me that just wants to say, hey, it's not really like that. But then I sit there and think about it. Who am I to take that from them? Who am I to take that away from them? They're excited about it. They're
Yeah.
excited that they're talking to me, that I was in that film, and that they're talking to an actor. So just go with it. Just go along with it. And if they want an autograph, give them an autograph. Tell them that they're great and that you appreciate them. That's my job. And you know what? It just makes me feel good to help somebody out and make them feel like they're special. Because, quite frankly, there's a lot more special people out there than what we than what I think we even observe. Many times we go through our daily lives and we don't really see the subtle things, how people are being helpful.
See, this is why I knew that you were this guy. Without even talking to you, there's just something about I know that this guy is very good. And you are listen to you. That is your heart right there. That is who you are. And I know that's what I personally believe. God is just shining through you. You would be a good role as an actual man that's a superhero, but a man, a real man that's out there. I mean, I could see you that handling those bad guys, but being like a representation of actually a real walking good guy. You know, the kind that we used to have, like John Wayne or even Clint Eastwood, or you know, a lot of those guys that have got to play different roles. I could see Bruce Willis. You know, I could see you as a Bruce Willis character, you know, one of his roles, you know. And so I definitely, I mean, I pray for you. I pray that you do have just start just booming out there. And but no matter what, you're doing a good job. I mean, like you started Hollywood Central. That's you're helping people kind of step up the ladder. And I know that's what Kadrosha, KO, she's like that too. She likes to help people and encourage people. And that's what we need right now. So thank you, Bruce Hitt. Thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me tonight. It's
You're so
wonderful.
welcome. So glad. Can you, I know we're coming to an end here, but can you tell people where to find you? And I know you just got to put in your name, but go ahead and tell everybody.
Okay, so let's clear this up. People could call me Bruce Hitt, and some people call me Bruce Height.
Oh,
Either
yeah.
one's
Okay.
fine for me, okay? That is my screen name, and I like it because it's a name that you won't forget. Because sometimes the good guys hit and sometimes the bad guys, they'll hit too. But the screen name's important. You can find me at brucehitt.com, HIIT.com. My website's there. You can also find me on Facebook, same name. I have a couple pages there on Facebook, which is the office job. Please come in and sign up. I want to get that movie out there and share it with people and get some feedback. And then Hollywood Central. And I also actually have a third Facebook page, which is called Monologues. And that's where people could put their own monologues on Facebook and share it. And we have different directors and so forth that go through there and say, oh, I kind of like that person or whatever. So it's
Wow,
kind of
that's
fun.
cool. Wow, I love that. So, you know what? Oh, I don't mean to overstep. So, what else?
No, that's it. And so
Oh,
that's
that's it?
probably the best
Okay.
place to find me is right there. All my contact information's there. So it's really easy if somebody's got a question for me or you got a project you might be interested in me doing or talking to me about it. I am usually available.
That's awesome. And you're also on the IMDb,
I am,
which
yes.
I only learned about because I wasn't in, you know, involved in all this. So I heard about it last year and I'm like, or this year, and I'm like, oh, okay, I gotta be on that now. That was completely new, you know. But I think that's great because you've got everything there. People can see your work. People can my, you know, everything I do is on there. So it's amazing just to look at that. So I read all of yours and looked and saw your film credits. And all of those were film credits. So I think that's supposed to be really good. So that's good.
Oh yeah,
Did you
it's
know
awesome.
that? They were all credited. So that's really good. Even though some of
Yes.
them didn't quite get out, you still get the credit and when it till it gets out. So that's good.
Yeah, and they all have star meters too. It shows you where you're at in popularity. So like real super popular actors would be ranked probably from number one to 100, and those are people that are living in Hollywood. And my highest rank was 42,000, I think, and that's worldwide.
Right. So, I mean,
So
it could go up and down. Yeah.
yeah, now I think I'm like 200,000 something. So it just varies, and there's no rhyme or reason, but it does go by popularity, how many people visit your page, and
Oh, yeah.
whether or not you are kind of got the social buzz going. I've noticed that my ranking will improve when a film comes out, that type of thing. So there's a lot of things at play, but it's
Very
fun.
interesting. That's really interesting to know. And I hope you will come back again. I heard that we're going to be going changing our format in the next couple of weeks. So
Okay,
we'll
please
try
do.
maybe,
Yes.
yeah, us. Oh, sorry.
Yes. Yes, please
Awesome.
have
And
me come
everybody,
back.
go ahead.
I was going to say, please have me come back.
Okay, good. You can be my sidekick on that. Well, I'll be the bad guy.
Okay.
Or
Well,
you
I
be
see
the
if I
bad
could.
guy, I'll be the good guy.
Well, I got to perfect my laugh then, because listen, there's just always have to have that guy that's laughing. Johnny Carson had the guy that was laughing. What was it? Ed McMahon. That's right.
Ed
He would just,
McMahon.
yeah, he would just have this addictive laughter.
That's so true. But I loved all this. Just, well, it's just a joy talking to you, and I will be sharing you and going to all these sites that you talked about. So
Oh, likewise.
everyone, thank you. And I see you have shared my stuff, and I so appreciate that because I'm just like you. I want things to get out there too, but I'm patient and I'm cool with whatever happens. So anyway, thank you so much. And I just want to, we'll just go ahead and say, is there anything else you want to say before we sign off?
I just wanted to say thank you. Best wishes for you and your loved ones and your show here, that it just is wildly successful. And I just want to thank all the listeners, viewers, because I can probably see you, but listeners, viewers of the show, to please tune back in and listen again, and be looking for that office job. That movie is going to be coming out soon, and we're gonna have a blast with it.
That's awesome. This program does go around the world. There are people across the globe listening. So I'm excited that, hopefully they'll listen to you and contact you. And I ask them the same. Be sure to, you can contact us. Let us know. We're on the social media. So, reach out. We would like to have feedback. I would love that. And I send prayers to everyone in the world, and I just ask for prayers for healing and light and love for all of us. To join together in this world. And so I send that out and say thank you to Stan Fikes, our producer with Web Radio Network, and his beautiful wife, Teresa. We thank you. And everyone, have a beautiful night. And again, thank you so much, Bruce.
Oh, thank you so much, Mercedes. Appreciate it. It's been wonderful.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the show, streaming live on Spreaker and the Web Radio Network. This is the Mercedes Lucky Benedict Show. You can find me on Facebook and YouTube. Please enjoy my music.
Every time that I've ever been knocked down, every time that I've ever gotten back up to face another round, I let go of my fear and put my pride down. I'm building my castle in heaven, climbing over the lessons I've been given, I'm building my castle in heaven. My castle is not made of mortar or stone. My castle is made from the seeds that I've sown. I'm building castles in heaven. Every challenge, every mistake, every time that I choose faith, I grow strong. I keep moving on and on and on. And I'm building my castle in heaven. I'm climbing over mountains of lessons I've been given. I'm building my castle in heaven. My castle is not made of mortar. Every moment, every day, every word that you say, every step along your way, every time that you make a mistake. Every good deed that you do, each time that you win, each time that you lose, each time that you walk, you walk in another shoe. Where we grow strong, when we learn to forgive and we right our wrongs. It's here.